write it. Bring it on over to my place. Unless you're under the influence, Chris Brown. And then get a taxi. But maybe you won't if you're a celebrity. Because you're different to everyone else, aren't you? So 15, 20 years ago, I would hang around in central London much more than I do now, before I had kids. I was in the Groucho Club and whatever private members' clubs for celebrities and people in the arts. And suddenly, a friend of a friend, I'm having a drink with one of the most famous actors in the country at this time. He's in one of the most popular series, a global hit, and we're chatting away, and he's a bit drunk, and gets more and more drunk. So I can't work out whether he's talking to me in this slightly strange way because he's drunk, or is it just because he's a celebrity? Because a lot of celebrities don't talk to you like non-celebrities do. Their minds seem to be constantly somewhere else. And I forgive them, because having been close to a few celebrities over the years, it's fucking tiring being a celebrity. Oh, aren't you? Yes, I am. Can I have a selfie? Oh, yes. Yeah, you can. Can you say something into the camera for my son, Troy? What shall I say to fucking Troy? What shall I say to him? I'm depressed. Shall I say that to Troy? How about I'm constantly buzzing and at the same time lonely and depressed as fuck. Shall I say that to Troy? Shall I say I mask my true feelings with drugs and alcohol? And this is at the height of my fame, remember? As I begin the inevitable fall from the heights, any second now, the depression will take over, won't it? Until I'm a ghost of the person I used to be. Reminiscent of a star, but burnt out. And although nothing like I used to be, I still cling on. I cling on to something that doesn't work anymore on any level. And on that note, that George Clooney and Julia Roberts new movie looks brilliant, doesn't it? Really, really good. Wacky, a screwball comedy. I can't wait. Anyway, so this famous guy is chatting away at me. And all I want to ask him is, what's it like? What's it like being famous as you? One of the most famous people in the country, constant hassle. It must be simultaneously brilliant and awful. Is that why you're drinking so much whiskey? He says, right, I'm off. So we go out onto Soho Square and he jumps, and I mean literally jumps, into his open top car. And he waves to several people as he starts the engine. One is a police officer who is also excited and depressed, and he drives away. And there he was, one of the most famous people in the country, seemingly with a death wish to kill himself and a poor innocent bystander. But are we innocent? Are we? We build them up, only to knock them down. Are we so immune from deserving to be knocked down ourselves?